For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump tweeted, "Great news for America," after he heard that a federal judge in Texas struck down the Affordable Care Act. For now, the law remains in place, with the ruling expected to be appealed to the Supreme Court. Mary Agnes Carey from Kaiser Health News.
The Republican attorneys general who challenged it said when the individual mandate went away in the tax bill, that meant the whole law was unconstitutional. That is what Judge Reed O'Connor ruled on, saying if the mandate has gone away, then that is in the heart of the bill. The individual mandate, Congress's ability to tax, was why the Supreme Court ruled it constitutional. If you take that away, the whole law goes down.
Soon-to-be Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, is now vowing action in the House when the new Congress convenes in January. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump has picked Mick Mulvaney to become acting White House Chief of Staff. John Clemens has more.
The former South Carolina congressman was selected to head the Office of Management and Budget early in the Trump administration. Now, people like Carol Tobias of the National Right to Life Committee are pleased with the selection of the 51-year-old Mulvaney to serve the post in an acting capacity.
He had a 100% pro-life voting record. He's a great guy, and I know he will do a wonderful job.
I'm John Clemens.
Lots of discussion going on about funding the border wall. Delivering the Democrats' weekly address, Congresswoman Lucille Roybal-Allard of California.
This week, before the eyes of the American people, President Trump declared that he'd be proud to shut down the government, saying, "I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down if he cannot force American taxpayers to spend billions of dollars on an immoral, ineffective, and expensive wall."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
It was a crazy scene as money spilled out of an armored truck onto a New Jersey highway. Here's more from USA's Chris Barnes.
A faulty door in the rear of a Brinks truck clicking open on Thursday morning, and it sent $20, $50, and $100 bills spilling onto Route 3 in East Rutherford. Videos posted to social media showing some drivers pulling over and then stuffing their pockets with cash. Police reviewing that video, trying to track some of them down. Brinks still the legal owner of the money and wants all of it back. At least one of the women seen in one of the videos did end up showing up to police headquarters later to return the cash that had gotten stuck on her windshield. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The White House is saying a death at the border is senseless. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The 7-year-old girl from Guatemala who died after journeying across Mexico to illegally enter the U.S. with some 160 migrants likely died of dehydration and septic shock. Deputy White House Press Secretary Hogan Gidley.
It's a sad time, but it's also senseless. It's a needless death, and it's 100% preventable. If we could just come together and pass some common sense laws to disincentivize people from coming up from the border.
A Department of Homeland Security official says without the life-saving measures undertaken by Border Patrol, the child would have likely died in the desert alone without any medical care whatsoever.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.